Good morning. The bishop and chapter has asked me to give you an update on our financial position as of September 30th this year. First of all, what really is the big picture for 2018 year to date? Well, it's perhaps summarized by this. For the first 9 months of this year, our expenses exceed in revenue for 8 of those 9 months. This contrasts quite starkly with 2017, last year, in which expenses exceed in revenue for only 3 of the 9 months. So what I'm going to talk to you or update you on briefly now relates to our position as of September 30th this year. As you've noticed in the bulletins weekly and in this week's bulletin in particular, we have an accumulated deficit this year of about $92,000 year to date. This is really in stark contrast with our financial position last year, in which as of September 30th, 2017, we were actually in a positive position with a surplus of about $5,000. So very quickly, what are some of the reasons for this change year to year? Well, as I've stated, revenue is down about 6% this year compared to last year. Offering, in particular, in 2018 is reduced or down about 7%. Yet our cathedral expenses are up 13% this year over last year. And there are a number of reasons for that, of course. The usual, everything is more expensive, particularly fuel, heat, electricity, and so on. Spending has increased in a number of our committees, such as the Mission Committee. This is actually a good thing because we are delivering our mission. Examples of this, of course, are the very successful Belize mission, which took place this January. As well, we have much higher building costs, insurance, and heating costs this year. There are a couple of factors, however, that are perhaps not as visible in the numbers that you see weekly. And these really are actions we're taking to bring us more into line with routine accepted accounting procedures for charitable corporations such as ours. The first relates to the Stevenson Eddy Report, retrospective look back at our diocesan consolidated investment accounts. As of today, we have about $1.32 million invested, earning 3.5% a year guaranteed, at least. The other is the follow-on review engagement done by Bring Lofini on the 2017 books, which I understand is the first in about 10 years and was very timely. These both reports gave us two key recommendations which we've been acting on. The first regarded the use of our DCIF, or Consolidated Investment Funds. In 2017 and prior to that, as far as my understanding is, about $30,000 in interest or earned income on these DCIF funds was deposited directly into our operating accounts and was therefore spent. Of course, this does not really, this was not really in line with many of the original intents of the bequests and gifts that were given, most of which were given for restricted use purposes. So in 2018, we have stopped doing that. So on the revenue side, the $14,000 of earned income up to June was not deposited into our account. It does not show up in our books, therefore. Rather, it was reinvested into the individual consolidated funds to maintain the intent of the original gifts. Secondly, we were urged by our CPA to reduce the liabilities we were carrying on our books through these designated or restricted funds. And part of the higher expenses that are on our books is there because we've really been very successful in reducing our accrued liabilities. Many of the expenses this year, such as the Belize mission, are now showing up on our books and therefore part of the increased expenses. We've reduced our accrued liability or designated funds from over 40 down to about 5 or 6, partly by writing checks to the ACW, Camp Medley, and so on. So in closing, I do note that in December 2017, our offering collected was very large. And this was one of the reasons that we ended up with a surplus of about $35,000 in 2017. I'd like to close with one suggestion that I hope you will consider, and that is only 38% of us use the e-offering option. I would encourage you to consider using the e-offering option because it would greatly assist us in dealing with these month-to-month fluctuations we've had this year in particular. Also, it would avoid us having to draw from our DCIF funds, as we had to once this year, to cover monthly deficits. So I thank you very much for your attention.